Welcome to the Anxious Attachment Solution. I am your host, Life Coach Amberlynn. I teach women how to take back their brain from anxious attachment patterns with love and compassion. It is my mission to help every anxiously attached woman understand their brain, stop the anxious cycle, and finally feel confident and secure in who they are so they can live the life they want. I'm so glad you're here with me today. Hello, my anxiously attached warriors. On today's podcast, episode 35, I want to talk to you about our belief that we are not lovable and how it conflicts with our strong desire to be loved and accepted. Because the root of our anxious attachment stems from not feeling good enough and feeling that the fear of abandonment. Before we begin, I want you to know that I see you. I am where you are. Or I have been where you are. I know how hard it is to be a person who gets emotionally affected by what people say, how they say it, or by what they don't say. I know how it feels when you feel big emotions and get stuck in them, even when you want to get out of them. I know how it feels to be on an emotional roller coaster that you wish you could just get off of. I know how it feels not to like your own reactions to feeling this way. I want you to know I see you and you are not alone. And I get it. It's hard. And it's harder when we're single, and it's harder when we're in relationships with people. It's harder in the dating phase, and it's harder when we're in love. Those situations, even though our brain wants to tell us one is better than the other, when we have anxious attachment, we are affected in all of them. I want you to know that just because it is hard, it doesn't mean you are not doing the work. This work is just harder on some days than others. You're going to have days, weeks, and sometimes even months that feel like your anxious attachment is being triggered because of one thing or another. Then you're going to have space in between when you feel like, oh, I finally developed more secure attachment traits. Then, boom. Something is going to come up and you will be triggered and you're going to feel like you are not making any progress when you really are. So please do not give up on yourself. Do not give up on this work. And please do not be mean to yourself in these moments. I know these moments are overwhelming and I know you wish you were different. I know you wish things didn't cause such big emotional reactions inside your body or start such major overthinking loops and anxious thoughts. I know it's so natural for you and for me and for us to get mad at ourselves and desert ourselves in these moments because we don't like the way we feel. We don't like what it does to our relationships, our friendships, our relationships with our kids. I want to offer you that what if what you really need in this moment, though, instead of the judgment, the shame, and the guilt, is to be seen and understood by yourself. What if in this moment you really need self-validation and know that you love yourself no matter what your brain does? I want you to know, I know how it feels to have a constant doubt stream about your lovability. So me telling you to tell yourself that to love yourself is hard. I want you to know, I know how it feels to have doubts about your lovability and big emotional reactions and wonder, will someone ever truly be able to love me in spite of my anxious attachment? I have been there. You may have a small belief in the back of your mind that you are hard to love. So today I want to talk about lovability and creating lovability. The belief of how lovable you really are. Because some of you may have a small belief in the back of your mind that you are hard to love, that you are too much. No one will ever be able to love you. Or this voice may be really loud. It's because we've spent years or decades with a brain that feeds us thoughts like, I'm too much. Once they get to know you, they will leave you. No one will ever be able to love you forever. I am not good enough for them. I am not lovable. I'm hard to love. It didn't work out before. Why would it work out now? If I am not in a relationship, I am not lovable. I'm single again. I am the problem. I have to always be perfect for them to love me. If they really loved me, I wouldn't feel insecure. And then our brain gives us questions like, do they really even care about me? How can they love me when I have such big reactions to small things? How can they love me if I'm so reactive? How can they love me if I always shut down? Creating such doubt and uncertainty. The problem isn't that we have these thoughts or that these questions come up. The problem is that on some level, we believe them. Instead of questioning them, we take them for face value. And we do this because our experience in this world, our experience in childhood, our experience with friendships, relationships, up until now, have proven to our brain that they are true. And we are not taught how to look at our thoughts and question them. Our experiences have told us that we are hard to love and that we are unlovable. And we were not taught anywhere, at home or in school, to question these thoughts. Having these thoughts on repeat create feelings of doubt, fear, comparison, leaving us feeling insecure and unlovable. So we experience low self-confidence, low self-love, and minimal self-acceptance. We are left with low self-worth, believing our self-worth has to be earned or given to us by someone else. We don't ever feel good enough, and we feel like too much at the same time. Having these thoughts on repeat create a belief system that tells us we will never truly be loved and accepted the way that we are. Sorry, that was my computer notifying me. We have a strong desire to be loved and accepted that conflicts with our belief that we are not lovable or that we are hard to love and no one can ever truly accept us. In order to believe other people can actually love us, though, we have to first believe we are lovable and not too much. I know it sounds hard. I know it also sounds cliche, but it's true. Because it does not matter if someone loves you to the moon and beyond. If your thoughts are constantly telling you that no one could ever love you, the person you are with will not be the exception. You will eventually self-sabotage any relationship you are in because it is your thoughts that create your feelings. So no matter what that person does, no matter how much they actually love you, show up for you, or tell you they love you, it cannot cancel out your thoughts about your lovability that create doubt about their ability to love you, and your thoughts that create your feelings of insecurity and doubt. And you know this is true because you've loved someone, and you've loved them hard, and you showed up for them, and they didn't feel loved by you, no matter what you did. The same is true for here, for what we're talking about. No matter what people do to show you how much they love you, unless you believe you are lovable, your brain will not be able to comprehend or understand that they could possibly love you. Don't panic. I can teach you and will teach you how to create new feelings and new thoughts on purpose to create a new belief system around your lovability. It will take time, so be patient with yourself. Because if you're anything like me, these unloving thoughts have been with me for a few decades. So it will take time to lower the volume and the impact of these old thoughts. I will teach you how to create new thoughts so that when those old thoughts come back in, we can just turn them down and we can turn up the volume on the new thoughts that create the feeling of lovability. Some clients that I work with have a really hard time generating new thoughts to practice because it's a new concept, it's a new idea, and positive affirmations don't work for them. So I've taken a few moments to like create a list of new thoughts to offer you if you would like to practice them. And in the homework, I will guide you into creating your own. So some new thoughts to practice are, I am enough. My people enjoy all of me. I do not have to dim myself. Other people's opinions of me are none of my business. Other people's opinions of me do not define my lovability. My partner is here now. I am lovable. I am safe. I am worthy of the love I desire. I am worthy of love. Being loved is my birthright. Being accepted is my birthright. I accept myself. Other people don't have to. I care about myself, so I will show myself care. Lots of people who have big emotional reactions are being loved by someone right now. Lots of people who shut down during hard emotions are being loved by someone right now. I am not hard to love. Some situations are just hard. I'm not going to compare my past to my present. I'm not going to compare my past relationships to my present relationships. Some things just don't work out. People are just people, and sometimes relationships don't work out. Single people are just as lovable as people in relationships. If I'm feeling insecure, it is because of my thoughts, not my self-worth or my lovability, because those don't change. All people are imperfect and are lovable. So when our brain offers us those negative questions that I had mentioned earlier, here are some helpful questions. Ask your brain the opposite of those insecure-filled questions. Instead of, do they really care about me, ask, how have I seen them show care for me? Instead of asking, how can they love me when I have such big reactions to small things? Try, who do I love or have loved that have big emotional reactions? What if someone can love you even if you have big reactions? You see, the trick with these thought questions is that our brain is designed to look for evidence to prove them to be true. It's called confirmation bias. Our brain looks for evidence to prove our thoughts to be true. So if you're asking your brain a question rooted in negative, non-loving thoughts, it will problem solve and show you exactly what you are looking for. If you ask, what if I get too close and I get hurt, it will show you how painful that will be, and throw all the worst case scenarios of that happening in your head. So we have to work on asking our brain powerful and helpful questions rooted in just how lovable we are. You are, because you are lovable. I truly believe that you are worthy of love. You are inherently worthy. You are worthy of feeling lovable, and you deserve to have a brain that gives you loving thoughts. And if you don't have that yet, it is okay. I am on that journey with you, and I will help you create thoughts that help you feel like you are lovable and worthy of love, because you really are. To recap, the thoughts we think often become beliefs. The thoughts we think often, consistently, repeatedly, become beliefs. The thoughts we think also create our feelings. We have thoughts in our head that create our self-concept and our belief of our lovability. Right now, those thoughts could be telling us that we are not lovable. So in order to stop believing that thought or belief, we have to create new thoughts on purpose and practice them in order to create new self-beliefs. The belief you are, in fact, lovable. Our brain does something called confirmation bias, where it looks for evidence to prove our thoughts to be true. So if you believe you are unlovable, your brain will look for evidence to prove that you are unlovable. If you believe that you are lovable, your brain will look for evidence to prove that you are lovable. That is why the questions we ask ourselves are so powerful. Because our brain is problem solving. It's constantly problem solving and will offer us the answers to the questions we present it. A little bit of homework. Your anxious thoughts may be different from mine. So do a thought download. Take 2 to 3 minutes of unfiltered time, unfiltered writing, and answer these questions. What are all the thoughts that come up for why you are not lovable? Write them down. What are the thoughts about how lovable you are? Write them down. When you write down the beliefs of why you're unlovable, all of those thoughts now are no longer hiding in the shadows. You gain awareness, and that is the first step. Now you will be able to notice when your brain is feeding you those thoughts, and then you can learn to cancel them, pause them, or practice saying a different one every time that thought comes up. So when those old thoughts come up, you're going to create new thoughts on how lovable you are. So the next question is, what new thoughts do you want to believe? Write them down. Now pick 2 or 3 to practice this week. What I like to do is put my new thoughts that I'm practicing on sticky notes, or I make them alarms on my phone to go off throughout the day, because what we don't notice or don't realize or not conscious of is that our negative thoughts are running like a soundtrack in the back of our brain. So unless we are consistently practicing these new thoughts, they will not overpower the old thoughts. So what I do is I pick 2 or 3 thoughts to practice in a week, and then each week I add new thoughts to my practice list until I feel really confident in my belief system. And just as a little reminder, as you're doing this work, the old thoughts will still come up. Do not let it surprise you. Do not let it mean the work is not working. Do not let your brain tell you or sabotage you and say, see, it's not working. It is absolutely working. But you're working with a brain that has a wiring of these old thought patterns for decades, and it will take time. So when those old thoughts come up, of course that thought came up. I've been thinking it for a decade. But now we believe this. Now I'm learning this, and put in your new thought. Just talk back to your brain. The more you talk back to your brain, the more you're in control of your thoughts and the feelings that you create. If you want help creating lovability in your life or the belief that you are lovable, or you want to just learn more about thought work, come work with me. I have openings in my one-on-one coaching program, and I would love the opportunity to work with you. If you have questions about this work or what it looks like to work with me, email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Or better yet, set up a consultation call. And if you're on Instagram, follow me at takingbackherbrain and DM me if you want to get on my news, my weekly newsletter and email list. Also, if you're listening to this podcast, I would really appreciate if you could like and share it, rate it, promote it, share it with your friends, and get this word out to as many women with anxious attachment as you can. My mission and goal is to help more women with anxious attachment feel lovable and worthy of the love that they want, while decreasing their overthinking, decreasing just how they feel about themselves. That negative brain, that negative chatter. I really want to make more impact on women feeling self-confident, self-worthy, and lovable. And I know how important this work is and how it will change every area of your life. So if you want to know more, please reach out and share this podcast with any women that you think of. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me today. You are going to want my free guide on how to calm your anxious attachment. So head over to my Instagram, Taking Back Her Brain, and grab it. If this podcast resonated with you, I would really appreciate if you would rate and share it. If you have any questions or want to know more about how to work with me, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at amberlynn@takingbackherbrain.com. Can't wait to hear from you.